Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I hope you've enjoyed this and every show that we do for you. Once again, as you hear this show, particularly if you know pregnant women, let's do that. Podcast is available at KXORadio.com. Cut and paste that address, send it to them, have them listen to this. Because if you can do like this kind of one simple management task, and improve your chances at a better life, at less suffering, who knows, maybe even their math scores will go up. I don't know. Maybe we've got some research there too. But certainly it behooves all of us to kind of take care of ourselves in this way as research emerges and says it makes a significant difference. And we are joined today by a significant researcher in the field of nutrition and mental health. Her name is Julia Ruckledge. She's a professor of clinical psychology for the Department of Psychology at the University of Canterbury, Christ Church, New England, or New Zealand, New England. Nice. Welcome back. It's you were originally from Canada, right?
That's right, yeah.
It's 28 degrees below zero in Calgary in this fine February morning. Are you sure you're not missing it?
I was in Calgary only 2 weeks ago, so I did experience a little bit of the cold, but it wasn't minus 28 when I was there, fortunately.
No,
decided to bring our Kiwi children to Canada so they could experience a Canadian winter.
Nice. Well, and it is something, you get the Chinook winds in Calgary, I will say that. So yeah. They can have that really rapid warm-up at times. So.
That's right. Yeah, we have the same thing in New Zealand. It's called a nor'wester wind.
Oh, beautiful. Welcome back.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming out today. Now, one of the things you've got in New Zealand, and we share this in Imperial County, is we are both part of the rim of fire that surrounds the Pacific Ocean with numerous faults and subduction and all sorts of other geological features that lead to severe earthquakes. You've done some research with micronutrients, with earthquakes, and with people. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So I never thought I'd be an earthquake researcher. But then when that happens to you, that's what you do. And so actually it's quite interesting, the number of people who became earthquake researchers in my department, and everyone had their own studies, and of course mine at micronutrients. We had an earthquake September 4th, 2010. And that was a 7.1 magnitude earthquake, but it wasn't actually the one that was the most devastating for Christchurch. It was one that was located just outside of Christchurch, caused a lot of damage, but it didn't kill anyone. So, in that way, it was a good earthquake, right?
Right.
But we had the opportunity, but it was very, obviously very frightening, and that was the first time I'd been in a massive earthquake like mine when that happened. And then, of course, as anyone knows who lives in an earthquake zone, that you then get aftershocks. And I didn't know about that. But anyway, you end up with thousands of aftershocks that, often earthquakes are in the fours, magnitude four or five, and that they go on for a long time. And you'll get many of them every day.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.